Hindu Love Gods wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mach radio program with their cover of the Georgia Satellites' Battleship Chains. Before the Hindu Love Gods, guess what? It was the Georgia Satellites. Yeah, Georgia Satellites from their debut album with Railroad Street. Also played... Sorry, I want to turn off my background music a little bit. Some Dwight Yoakam in there. Some classic Dwight Yoakam with... guitars, Cadillacs. Before the Dwight Yoakam, a band that really their career launched around the time that they were opening for Dwight Yoakam. It's the Mavericks. I played All You Ever Do Is Bring Me Down, and unfortunately, I'm going to have to bring you down to let you know that lead singer Raul Malu passed away this past week at the age of 60. So I wanted to play some Mavericks for you. And some Charlie Pride. Speaking of passing away, Charlie Pride passed away on this day 5 years ago. Complications from COVID at the age of 86. So I played you some Charlie Pride with a burger and fries, which gets me hungry. I'm hungry for more music. I don't know. I went there. We got a mock to get to. Yeah, it's that time of the show where we do a thing called the mock. Haven't told you anything about the mock, have I? It's going to be a complete surprise, and I'm glad you hung on. Before I get to the mock, I have two things to tell you. First and foremost, WRCT is supported by Attic Records. Attic Records is located in Millvale. They're open 7 days a week. They're family-owned and operated, and guess what? They sell new and used records and CDs. For more information, you can see them on the interwebs at AtticRecordStoreInc.com. That is AtticRecordStoreInc.com. You can call them at 412-821-8484. 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale is their physical address. Also want to remind you that families affected by disasters urgently need support. You can help the American Red Cross provide help and hope. How about both of those? To those when they need it most. Please donate today. If you go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS, you can help people affected by disasters, big and small. Your support is critical. They can't do it without you. All right, so now we need to get into the mock. To get into the mock, what I need to do is change out my background music. So we'll go from that, which has been Tuatera the entire evening, to how about something like this for background music? Yeah, I guess that gives it away. What is the mock? Allman Brothers are going under the mock light because on this day, just last year, speaking of complications from critical health issues, we lost Dickie Betts, who was suffering from COPD, and he had cancer, and he passed away at the age of 80 1 year ago today. So let's turn our attention to the Allman Brothers. I've got two sets of music to play for you from the Allman Brothers. for this Allman Brothers mock. We're going to start things off with the band Snafu. Snafu doing their version of Don't Keep Me Wondering. Yeah, Allman Brothers, all funked up. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Comes to you each and every Friday night on WRCT Pittsburgh. It's an Allman Brothers mock.
Please don't keep me wondering. and wrecked my new car. Now she's with one of my good time buddies, drinking in some crosstown bar. My friends tell me that I've been such a what you've done, but nothing seemed to change. The bad times stay the same.
I try to believe just ain't no such thing as dying.
Rocker wrapping up the first set of music here on a Allman Brothers mock with his version of Ramblin' Man. Pulled that off of an album that he put out back in 2011 called the Cover Sessions. Hey, what else was in that set of music? Let's wrap that up before I get into the second half of my Allman Brothers mock. Before the lead rocker, They Might Be Giants. Yeah, that was They Might Be Giants doing a version of Jessica. It was actually a B-side. It was a B-side to a single they put out, I think, like, even in the early 90s. I'm not positive. But the song, the B-side was of the song Why Does the Sun Shine? Those are all the words I'm trying to put together in a coherent sentence. Before They Might Be Giants, Frank Zappa doing Whipping Post. Pulled that from his 1984 album Them or Us, all 7.5 minutes of it. Now granted, the original is a 5-minute song, so Zappa just added a couple more minutes to it. Bad Manners in that set as well, doing their Scott version of what you hear in the background, Midnight Rider. Start off the entire set from 1975's All Funked Up album, Snafu, with the Allman Brothers, Don't Keep Me Wondering. And I guess I shouldn't keep you wondering either. Wondering what's in the second set of music as we are honoring Dickie Betts as he passed away on this day 1 year ago at the age of 80. So we're doing an Allman Brothers mock in celebration of all things Allman Brothers. Let's see. Oh, how about once again, I should fade out my background music so that we are not interrupted when we start the second set with Bocephus himself. I'm talking about Hank Williams Jr.
thousand times. But overflows with neon lights and enormous signs. Oh my God, how you wanna leave here? Well, well. Now your head's severely pounding from the night before. Oh, baby, and you keep going back for more. You know midnight's calling. Yeah, well, well. You wanna leave this whirlwind storm? No, but you got no place to hang.
ships and flies from coast to coast. No one had any love in the heart. There is sorrow having fun. But back home you'll always run to sweet Melissa.
Take me. or leave me laying behind. Lord, you've got those coming blue blues. I swear you do. Lord, you've got those coming blue blues. Lord, you've got me feeling.
To Alison Krauss. Actually, leave it to the Allman Brothers to take up a full hour of a mock. Alison Krauss doing Come and Go Blues, wrapping up that set of music. I've got less than a minute to tell you the rest of the songs played in that set. So before the Alison Krauss, how about some Indigo Girls doing their version of Melissa? Widespread Panic with a live version of Just Ain't Easy. Jason Isbell in the 400 unit doing a 12-minute rendition of In Memory of Elizabeth Reed, and start off the entire set. The second set of the Allman Brothers mock with Hank Williams Jr. and I Got a Right to Be Wrong. That's true. My name is Paul. I am the mockster. This is a show called Viva La Mock right here in WRCT Pittsburgh. Thanks for listening.
buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM.